DC's R&B station is Magic 102.3. Your DC girl, April Watts, here, and I am so excited to have an amazing individual in the studio with me. Her name is Samaya Ali. She is from this area. We're going to get into that in a little bit. But guess what? She is an African-American opera singer, and she's in town with an amazing Broadway musical called Porgy and Bess. I'm sure you've heard of it. It is playing at the National Theater from Christmas Day until December 29th, which is Sunday. Hello.
Thank you so much for having me here today. It's an honor.
Oh, no. Thank you for being here, and thank you for doing what you do. I'm so intrigued by the fact that you are a Black opera singer. Please talk about that experience and how you even got into classical music.
Well, actually, I started as a violinist, and I did go to Duke Ellington School of the Arts here, right here in GT, in DC. So I started off as a violinist, and a teacher heard me imitating a singer in the hallway and took an interest in my voice. I started taking voice lessons with him. He's actually the reason I have the confidence to go out and sing today. His name is Samuel Bonds. He was my teacher at Ellington, and the rest is history. I saw my first opera here at the Kennedy Center. I saw Denise Graves, who also is an Ellington alumna. And once I saw her do Carmen at the Kennedy Center, I was hooked. I was like, that's it.
This is my future.
That's it.
Wow. Okay. So talk about your educational background. You went to Spelman College, and then you went to pursue your master's degree in Boston.
Yes,
talk about that.
At the New England Conservatory. And then from then, I booked three opera contracts back to back. So that I guess I was like, this is what I'm going to do, you know? And I also learned you need to be a multifaceted person if you're going to make a living as a singer. So then I started doing Broadway shows as well. Mm-hmm. My first Broadway show was Ragtime. And I was honored to do this Porgy and Bess on Broadway as well.
Mm-hmm.
And what's so special about this production is, you know, Porgy and Bess has been around for a long time. It's first what was done in 1935, and it debuted on Broadway.
Mm-hmm.
And Todd Duncan, who is also an amazing African-American opera singer, he's an unsung hero, taught at Howard University. And so he has his roots here, and a lot of African-American opera singers back then didn't want to put up with the segregation, so they would go to Europe to start a career. But he stayed here and gave to so many, and he gave to Samuel Bonds, and Samuel Bonds gave to me.
Pay it forward, right?
Exactly. So it's a connection to D.C., and also what makes it a connection to D.C. is after it closed on Broadway, it had a short tour, and it landed at the National Theater in 1936.
And now you're back in 2013.
Exactly. And also about that, this theater was segregated. So Todd Duncan said, we're not going to perform this until you desegregate this theater. And the Theater Guild just said, we're going to fine you all. You all don't have this kind of power. Okay, we'll give the Black people matinees. But he was like, no. He said, okay, we'll give him the second part of the balcony. He said, no.
Wow.
And for the first time in 1936, before Brown versus Board of Education, that theater was desegregated. So for us to bring this back here 70 odd years later, it's just like such a historic, significant, like in this day of Nelson Mandela's passing, or just to look back at all of our history, to see how far we've come and bring it back there, it just means a lot to us and to this whole city, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And how arts and what we do can have a direct effect on social change and public policies. And
I want to talk about that just a little bit, because to have that much integrity as an artist during a time when opportunities for African Americans, which first of all still aren't as plentiful as they should be, but back then they were even less, and to have him take that stand says and means a whole lot, because artists are so passionate, and you love what you do, and you want to do it so badly that sometimes you sell yourself out or you sell your people out. And for him to have said, no, we are going to do it the right way or not at all, like, big ups to him. And that is amazing.
Yes.
If you are just tuning in, we are speaking with Samaya Ali. She is a Washington native, went to Duke Ellington School of the Arts. She is a Black opera singer, and she is starring in Porgy and Bess, which is playing at the National Theater from Christmas Day until Sunday, December 29th. Now, tell us about Porgy and Bess, because not enough enough African Americans are into theater. Tell us about the story and tell us about the role you play.
Okay, so this is a beautiful love story, and in the past it has received a lot of criticism for having stereotypes of black people and archetypes, but the reimagining of this production that we just finished on Broadway that did win the Tony last year.
Wow.
Is, you know, it's a story about a man that is crippled and a woman that is known to not have the best reputation, you know, and people judge her, and obviously, you know, she's known to be a little loose. But in reality, this is a woman that is struggling to survive. We all know what it is to be a lost soul struggling to find your way home. She's in an abusive relationship. She has a drug addiction problem. And she's hard. And no one can see the beauty in her. But this, well, they see the beauty in her, but like the her true self with this crippled man, and for them to find love in each other, it's really a transforming story. And my character is Clara. She's most known for opening the show with the song Summertime, which is the most recorded Broadway song in the history.
Amazing song.
It's like over 30,000 times. So it's going to give you a full diet of everything. It's comedy, it's drama. I don't want to give the whole plot away.
Right.
But it's a bit of a tragedy, but it will give you everything you feel you need to be transformed. It's just a beautiful story and a witness to our people. It shows how much it takes place in South Carolina in the 1930s, how we're connected to God and community. Like, it's based on the setting of like where the Gullah Islands are. So
the Geechee people.
Yes, Yes, so much history, full of history. And it just shows to show you, not only because of people like Todd Duncan, but for all of our ancestors that have given so much. Truly, it's a testament that we stand on the shoulders of giants. And
wow.
I'm reminded of that every time I step on the stage. And I really hope that our people can come celebrate this culture with us during the holidays.
I am so excited. I am so proud of you for so many reasons. Not only because you're a woman, not only because you are black, but because you are also from this area and you're doing something. Like, you are actually blazing trails too. So you will be a giant that someone else will stand upon your shoulders. And I want to encourage all of us to just come out and to see this Broadway production, for the simple fact that a lot of African Americans think that theater isn't for us, or it's something that's highbrow, you know. But this is a story, based on what you're telling me, everyone can relate to. So Porgy and Bess belongs to everyone.
Yes.
Tell us again when it's running and where.
Yes, we'll be at the National Theater starting tomorrow through December the 29th. And we would just love to see you. You can go to Porgy the Musical, PorgyandBessTheMusical.com for more ticket information as well.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Samaya Ali. I am so proud of you. Thank you, thank you. And I will be hosting on Magic Night, which is Sunday, December 29th. So I'm going to encourage everyone that listens to Magic to come on out and check this out.
Thank you so much. It's an honor and a blessing to be here with you.
Take care.